Today on the podcast, we're talking about 11 Labs' answer to Sora, which is the OpenAI video generation AI tool that just was released. 11 Labs is now releasing a AI-generated sound effect GPT, which is absolutely crazy. Jayden, why is this such a big deal?
Okay, I want to go over why this is a big deal, but the first thing I want to say is I want to give a big kudos and big hats off to 11 Labs for the way that they actually announced this, because I thought it was just brilliant marketing. So obviously, OpenAI releases Sora, this AI video generator. It goes super viral on, like Jamie was saying in our last podcast episode, every single platform. I mean, it was all over everything. It's mind-blowing. It's crazy, right? It's the next wave and the next step in like AI-generated platforms. So absolutely amazing. And I think 11 Labs did a brilliant marketing move by pretty much attaching themselves to it. They made a post on LinkedIn that this isn't a direct quote, but it was something like, you know, we were blown away by OpenAI Sora, but we felt like something was missing. So we are announcing that we're launching like an AI generated sound effects. And they have a video of like a bunch of Sora videos that have been going viral and going around and clipped together. And they added sound effects from 11 Labs onto the video. And it made it like so much more immersive and so much, you know, so much cooler with all of these cool sound effects in it. And that also then, of course, went viral because it's like they're kind of like piggybacking on this already super viral thing and announcing their new product. So I just thought that was a brilliant marketing strategy when it comes to like marketing. It's like find something going super viral, tie your brand to it in a way that like adds value or adds something new. And people are just going to get more excited because essentially they're pushing the original viral item, but now you're just like included in the mix. So, you know, I thought that was from a marketing perspective, which is my background, I think a genius marketing perspective or genius marketing move from 11 Labs. Now, why this is cool? I mean, Jamie, I would love to hear your perspective if you could speak to this a little bit, because you are, of course, the resident YouTuber celebrity on the podcast. And I have to imagine, do you use sound effects in many of your videos?
We do. It does take a lot of extra effort to put sound effects in videos, but sound design really takes everything to the next level, especially if you're looking to make like a cinematic film. YouTube, at least with our channel, is a little bit more reality style where it's like vlogging essentially. But if you're doing like a more cinematic video, the sound effects are, I would almost say everything. It creates emotion. It draws you in. It engages you. And so I loved how they presented this too, because it already has these crazy AI generated video images and it attaches their sounds to it. And they were really just great. They even had like a narration bit. So I think it's super cool. And it's really going to take, you know, everyone who does produce videos, their work to the next level. I use a program called Epidemic Sound for my audio for my YouTube videos. And it's really great. It's really great. I love it. But there definitely is limitations. So like if I want to look up, you know, a cash register sound, you know, there's maybe five to choose from, but maybe it's not quite what I want, or maybe I want to add something else. And so to be able to just, generate it with 11 Labs, I think is absolutely awesome.
Now, do you pay for Epidemic Sound? Like, could someone use 11 Labs to generate sound effects and sell them there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know how the creator side of Epidemic Sound works, but I do pay for it. I pay $15 a month for Epidemic Sound. So I would imagine it's similar to like a stock footage site where if you upload a sound and someone buys it, then you would get some kind of a commission, I would think. So that's a great idea for actually making money. Let's dive into that.
Yeah, so that's actually what I was going to go to next, because I also have invested a lot in sounds. For those that know, I run Self Pause, which is the number one AI life coach. And on our app, we actually have like a whole section of like different sounds. So pretty much the concept there is that you can listen to affirmation meditations and you can put different sounds in the background. So like the sound of crashing waves or like birds or like a campfire, like there's all these different things. I think we have like hundreds of sounds on there. And when we were doing that, a lot of those I got from Audio Jungle. They just sell them, right? It's like $5, $10, $15, $10 for like some sort of sound effect that you can buy. And if you want like ones that you can loop, you got to spend more, whatever, right? So anyways, yeah, I mean, I've spent hundreds of dollars, maybe $1,000. I don't know how much all of the sounds were that are on Self-Pause. This is a while back. But like definitely I've spent a lot of money on just sound effects there. And each of the creators that put them there, yeah, they get a royalty every time those are sold. So I think there's a lot of ways. Obviously, whatever your business is, if you're in the content creation game, something like this is amazing for augmenting your content. Doing it for free or cheaper is probably, you know, isn't free, but it'll be cheaper or better or more customized. Because like you said, Jamie, I think I got the same problem where like I would want a specific sound and I would go through like so many different types and be like, no, like this is not the exact like sound I'm looking for. You know, it's like, oh, it's close, but it's not exactly what I'm going for. So I think this is gonna help. This is gonna be amazing. You essentially describe the sound and it can generate it. But yeah, then of course you could put it on something like Audio Jungle and actually make money every time someone buys that sound from you.
Yeah, I mean, so there's so many, you know, ways to use this. I think the other thing I always try to throw in there is the whole, if you have like some kind of a marketing company or you help other businesses build websites and make, you know, content for them, having a tool like this at your disposal is really going to save you a bunch of time and money. Back to the Audio Jungle thing. If you're buying, you know, sounds individually, you're going to end up spending more money. Plus I've personally run into before with specifically Audio Jungle in their songs, putting them on my YouTube videos, I get a copyright strike and I have to go back and find the receipt and submit it to prove that I bought it, all this stuff. And it's not like it's terrible, but it is something I don't want to spend my time doing, you know. So if you have a tool like this, is awesome.
Yeah, actually that brings up another great point. So I haven't had that exact same thing happen to me, but I have purchased songs on Audio Jungle because we also have music on the SelfPause app, like if you want to listen to like different music in the background of your meditation, like meditation music and even upbeat stuff if you want to listen to it at the gym. But anyways, something that I ran into is like I would buy the song and I'm like, I'm trying to do this the right way, right? Like I go buy the licensing for the song. I put it on the app. It's cool. I go back like a month later and check. And it's like to go re-download the song for something else. Cause it just shows you all. And it's like, this song has been removed by Audio Jungle. And I'm like, okay. So like, Did someone like upload a song they didn't have rights to? They got caught and got kicked off. But now I've already paid for it and put it on my application. Like, am I allowed to have this on here? Like that is just like, that's a worse situation to be in. So whether, you know, I don't know, obviously this isn't exactly a music generator, this 11 Labs tool, but there are music generators out there that I think are pretty cool. I don't know how good any of them are. It's been a while since I've kind of been in that realm. We probably should do a deep dive on AI generated music and what you could do there and like actually testing out some tools. But in any case, yeah, I think these tools are the right direction because you don't have to worry about copyright. Like you generated it, you put in the prompt. And that would be really great for creating content. You're never worried about getting a copyright strike or someone, you know, illegally uploading it and selling you the rights and that whole like issue, which I like, honestly, I think happened to like almost half the songs I bought on Audio Jungle. So I was like,
yeah,
I hope I'm buying more there.
Same. Yeah. Well, I think another thing, you know, to talk about with this 11 Labs sound effect generator is that you have the 11 Labs original software, which is designed to emulate voices. It's a great tool for like audiobooks and replicating your voice. I think audiobooks that have sound effects, I don't know if you ever, you know, listen to one, but they are so much more engaging, specifically if it's like a story, like a fiction story. And so to have that, you know, kind of paired with their sound effect tool now, I think is great for anyone trying to, you know, get into the audiobook game, which we've talked about as a side hustle before too.
100%. Okay, as we're wrapping this up, I literally want to say, like, if you listen to this podcast because you want to think of ways to augment your current business, I think that is a fantastic use case. If you're listening to this podcast because you're like, oh, I want to start a new like AI business, I am telling you right now what you absolutely have to do. There are so many tools. We have image, we have text, we have video, we have audio. There's so many tools for creating content. You absolutely need to leverage these and create and like sell content these things are creating. If I wasn't so deep into what I'm doing, that's totally where I would be looking at. And I love this because so like essentially generating a ton of sound effects and posting those on Audio Jungle, generating a ton of music and posting it on, you know, maybe Audio Jungle or other places that sell music, generating a ton of images. You can sell AI generated images on like Shutterstock and stuff. You just have to like disclose what the prompt is and how you generated it. You could do it on Adobe's stock website as well. So like you can do this, and I honestly think like you should be generating hundreds of images a day. Hire a virtual assistant if you have to generate thousands a day, and like post these. Make them high quality, obviously. Like, don't spam, but like high quality, good stuff. People don't want to have to figure out the prompts and mess around with it. If they can find it on the platform, they'll pay for it. And my last thing to say on all of this is, if you want to talk about truly passive income, the only business I've ever done that is truly passive income, because I've done 1,000 like Jamie, is music. And that's literally, I created music, well, you know, back in the day, aka like 5 years ago, I would just pay a friend to play like relaxing piano music. I would post it, and I still get like $2,000 a month from like all of this music that I just posted on Spotify and Apple Music back in the day, which I just labeled a bunch of different things. But it's like literally passive. I log in, I withdraw the money. That's all I do. I don't have to market it. I don't have to do anything. And this is the exact same thing that's going to happen with this AI generated images, video, audio, and sound effects. So I'm serious. That's a really cool business, and I highly recommend people try it out. I can't give you all the secrets. You got to play around with it and figure out like what works, what sells, how to get it to rank and stuff. But if you're smart enough to figure that out, like, you literally can create some cool passive income streams. So highly recommend this, but I think this is an amazing opportunity to jump in on. And in any case, if you got any value out of the podcast today, we really appreciate you listening. We would love it if you could leave us a review. I think we have over 30 reviews on Apple, which is not a lot compared to Spotify. I think we're crushing it on Spotify. So if you are listening to this on Apple, we would super, super appreciate a review. It would mean the world to us. And also for you Spotify people, if you want to maintain your healthy lead, you might want to drop a review as well. But we hope that y'all have an amazing rest of your day.